You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Donnie Hamilton, the owner and COO of Vigilant Tiger Security, a veteran-founded security business, as well as a best-selling author of A Tiger's Fury, How to Start Overcoming Your Fears Right Now. Mr. Hamilton, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And the pleasure certainly is ours. So, Mr. Hamilton, what is it to become fearless and conquer the fears that hold us back in life?
You know, I think it's really the thing that really plagues our society the most. And it really just is an issue with, each individual person. And it's really just kind of like a natural, innate thing that we really have to address more. And we really actually have to work on not being afraid of things. I think it's, too many people are too afraid to make themselves uncomfortable, for instance. You know, anytime we feel uncomfortable with maybe taking on a new project or changing careers or transitioning into something else or even out of a relationship or something, it's too many times that we're just too afraid to feel uncomfortable, too afraid of something new, and we wind up just continuing to stay in the same situation or in the same relationship or in the same career, and it's just not beneficial for us. And I really think the solution of fear just in general is to really just do what you fear, and ultimately that fear is going to die. And I just think that if you list out, the things that scare you the most, I think it's important to just write it down and just try to do some of those things. If you're, afraid to get familiar or shoot a firearm at a range, go to a range, learn how to shoot a firearm. If you're afraid to get punched in the face, go get punched in the face. Go to your local martial arts gym and get punched in the face. I mean, I think that most of the things that we're afraid of, we can go to a controlled environment and experience those things.
Confront those fears. I like it. Now, what are the four secrets to becoming self-made and more vigilant and live with no excuses?
Some of the four secrets that I list out in the book and that I really try to live by myself is, preparation is key. And I think, for example, if you're worried about physical altercation, go to your local martial arts gym or something and just prepare yourself, prepare yourself for everything, for anything that could, potentially happen or anything that could happen towards you, towards your business, towards your family, and just try to prepare yourself for that. I think really the second one for me is really protect yourself and your family. I think you have to do diligence, find a firearms course or something, learn how to shoot a pistol, and train at least once a month. Again, too many times in my experience, I've realized that people will come and train like one time to get like a basic certification in something, whether it's physical martial arts or whether it's firearms, whether it's really anything, and then they're done. They don't continue to train it and it becomes a perishable skill. So I think protecting yourself and your family, a lot of that has to do with, just doing diligence and training. I think really the third secret for me would be do what makes you uncomfortable. I discussed that a little bit before in the previous question there, but, for example, stop always leaning towards what's easy. Challenge yourself more often. You'll be pleasantly surprised in what you manage to find within yourself. And then the last thing is, or last secret, if you will, is, shortcuts lead to long delays. We've heard that growing up. It's even more so prevalent as an adult when you have responsibilities. But, you must be present for the process. Learn all that you can every step of the way. So when you reach your ultimate goal, you'll be completely ready.
Some great points made right there. Now, how can people develop more self-confidence? Who wouldn't want that?
You know, it's just one of those things that, just like with fear, it's just more easily said than done. But I think by developing self-confidence, you really have to kind of change your role in life. You know, it's, you actually have to work at it. You got to get rid of the past, I think, is one key point. You know, people, mementos, locations, things, anything that drags you back to the past, you know, get rid of it. Be present. Think forward. I think another great point for, you know, really just kind of self-confidence and building self-confidence within yourself is really paying attention to the people that are around you, the people that you have relationships with, you know. So keep your circle small. Only surround yourself with people whom you love, respect, and look up to. I think that's super important. Too many times, you know, we'll keep people in our lives or be in certain relationships in our lives for just a little bit too long or a lot of it too long. And I don't know if it's because, you know, we just are uncomfortable or afraid of what that new relationship's going to look like or what it's going to feel like when that person's no longer in your life. But I think the people that are in our lives and the relationships that we have established is a super important, you know, key point in trying to ensure your own self-confidence. I think another thing is really just gaining focus, especially with our devices and the access we have to information, you know, just on the internet and just on the web in general and our phones. Just gaining focus, you know, write down your goals, memorize your goals, and only make choices that move you towards your goals. Do not allow yourself to be distracted. And I think probably my favorite really point in ensuring that you have self-confidence is just remain hungry. You know, turn doubt, turn hate, and general pessimism upside down. Let any ugliness around you be the fuel that pushes you towards your goals. I try to live by that every day. You know, just no reason to pay much attention to social media, no reason to pay much attention to the doubters. Just believe in yourself and push forward.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Donnie Hamilton, the owner and COO of Vigilant Tiger Security, a veteran-founded security business, as well as the best-selling author of A Tiger's Fury, How to Start Overcoming Your Fears Right Now, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you own a security company and people want to be safe and secure in their homes and businesses. What are some survival skills and security methods that could potentially save people's lives?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what we do on a professional standpoint every day, and we should probably do a little bit more of it in our personal lives. But just a few points in regards to survival skills. Really, I think it's important not to waste time. You know, find time to work out and diversify your workouts. What I mean by that is, you know, make time for martial arts. Make time for meditation, yoga. Make time to, you know, do things that are actually going to diversify your life. Don't just find yourself in the same monotony where you're not going to be, you know, prepared for if something does occur. And freak yourself out. You know, I mean, get your adrenaline pumping in a controlled environment. Talked a little bit about that in some of the previous answers, but like, do this frequently, because if you don't want the first time you feel adrenaline to be when you're in real danger, you don't want that to happen, because I mean, that's when your adrenaline is coming, you're shaky, you're unable to really react the way that your mind has it set up. So I think it's really important to kind of freak ourselves out a bit. Another point is firearms. I mean, unfortunately, too many of the predators out there, too many of the people that would want to try to take from you do have firearms. And unfortunately, they're very easy to acquire on the streets. And we've tried to make it more difficult with our laws as the years have gone on, but there's just too many unregistered firearms out there, and there's just too many criminals that have them. So being able to ultimately protect yourself with a firearm, I think, is really important. And whether you believe in it or not, believe that they take lives every day, innocent lives. So be prepared and just know how to use a pistol and even a shotgun. I think the last thing is just train. And I really put a, you know, just an extra emphasis on this. You know, we never rise to what we think in our minds. We only default to our training. Very important men that I have had the pleasure of serving under in the military used to say that particular quote all the time. So I don't really know the origination of it. It could have literally been like a general of the Civil War or something, but we really only rise to our training, and we never, ever meet the level into which we have in our minds. So I think it's really important to train.
Well, well stated, and take heed to that. Lastly, how can businesses protect identity and manage high-risk and also violent employees?
You know, this is something that is actually a pretty large epidemic. We're in a pretty medium-sized city and just south of a larger city in Denver. But we get calls with our security consulting and security guard service company here every day, needing armed guards, needing security consulting to try to help out with better security measures. And it has a lot, it's usually just personalities. You know, I mean, basically, a lot of the calls we get are because of an employee is getting ready to get terminated or has been terminated, and they've made threats on social media, or they've made direct threats to, you know, whoever their supervisor is or other people in the office. And it happens often. We get calls several times a week, and I would say probably pretty much every day. And what we do is we have that security presence there. Most of the time it's after the fact. So I think one of the main and key things that businesses can do and executives that make decisions can do within their businesses now is be a little more proactive with security. Think about this scenario of having to terminate an employee because of some drama or because of some threats that were being made, and try to play that role out and see what is it that you need to do. Have that discussion with the security company ahead of time. Maybe get, if you can afford it in the budget, try to cut out some budget to try to establish a relationship with a local security company. And then make sure that you're checking the qualifications of that security company to make sure that they have, you know, firearms training, proper de-escalation training, because that stuff's really important when you're dealing with, like, a really high emotional situation with individuals. It's a small percentage. We see them on the news, but it does happen frequently. You know, it's people shooting up public areas, people shooting up former employers' offices, and just freaking out and getting out of control. I think the non-firearm instances occur more often that we don't hear about on the news, but there's physical confrontations, stalking issues, assault issues that are happening in businesses all over America every day just because they got terminated or they're not getting paid the way they want, so on and so forth. And that's really, I think, how businesses can do it. In regards to people, I think we just really need to think about this concept. You know, just too many people tend to act as sheep and just kind of follow others, hoping that nothing bad will happen to them. And I think that many people are satisfied with just kind of blending in, never realizing maybe their true potential, and eventually when they're at the end of their life, it's found that most of them will regret what they didn't do in life. So be more than sheep. Be the protector of the sheep and the one who leads the sheep. More people need to wake up and make the effort to realize who they are. I think the more people that do that in their personal lives, I think that it'll just help out society in general, because not everybody is civilized, unfortunately. There's many uncivilized individuals out there that are just trying to take from your average citizen every day.
Mr. Hamilton, really good to have had you with us here today, and certainly appreciate what you do and for taking the time to write this book as well, and as it certainly brings great value to the need of protecting ourselves and overcoming our fears. And really, again, thanks for being with us. Where can listeners get all the details on your company, your security business, and also your book, as well as pick up the book?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Eric. Thank you very much for having me on. And, you know, the book is on Amazon. It can be ordered in hard copy or online and right there on your Kindle. So very convenient and great that way. As far as contacting me or contacting our company, it's super easy. Just go to vigilanttiger.com. We have a pretty modern and state-of-the-art website, at least we like to hope so. But I think one of our most beneficial pieces on there is our blog. We have a blog with a lot of amazing information on there in regards to some of the stuff we've talked about today, but anything that you could potentially encounter in business and in personal life. And then I can easily be reached on my email, operations@vigilanttiger.com is one way to do it. And you can also reach out to me on Instagram, DonnieIVH. I'm usually pretty savvy with that and DMing and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, I'm pretty accessible, and there's plenty of information on the website.
And that sounds good. Again, it is VigilantTiger.com. Mr. Hamilton, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Donnie Hamilton, the owner and COO of Vigilant Tiger Security, a veteran-founded security business, as well as best-selling author of A Tiger's Fury, How to Start Overcoming Your Fears Right Now. And for further details, visit VigilantTiger.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.